room goes down 10%, I'll let someone heat up a piece of metal and burn me.
It all depends on
just to fucking make the money back.
NFTs and tickets.
How's that, sugar baby?
Right, if it goes down 20, I'll Norwegian candle torch blow myself out of here. Developing now. Joanne Eberhardt, Alexander Feratov, Ron Miller, Eugene Rosoff, Dion Amy Edwards, and your host, Benjamin Bateman. Welcome back, everyone, to the biggest, blockiest, most bear market battling panel quiz show in the crypto universe. It's Nevermind the Shitcoins!
Never.
Right, I mean, let's start with a little bit of a speech. I don't mean to, you know, preach too much, but what the fuck did you do when we were away, guys? I mean, come on, it's been like 6 weeks.
Me personally?
I wasn't even supposed to be on the show. You had scheduled Betty White. And thank God I had some time on my fucking calendar. That's what happened.
I don't know about you guys.
But yeah, whilst it could always be worse, guys, goodness. You could have remortgaged your country. Not just your house, you could have remortgaged your entire country whilst trading naked on your phone. Nayib Bukele.
Yeah.
You know, the right-wing hipster president, he's been strongly warned by the IMF lately, hasn't he? Strongly warned about using Bitcoin as legal tender. To which he responded, yeah, but just buy the fucking dip, bros. So, yeah, Nayib, that's it. Right, still adjourned.
Absolutely.
And that's a mold here, by the way, in the capital of the U.S., where the Bitcoin conference is going on. In fact, there's so many people that are enthusiastic about the market, no matter the price. That's the spirit.
Does anyone think that what's going on in D.C. is probably like the crypto version of Jonestown? Just fucking drink the Kool-Aid.
Nice. Right.
Hopefully it has the same ending.
Most likely.
All right, Ben, go ahead.
If you think you're a bad trader and still need cheering up, don't worry. You could have bought 20 Irene Simp Dals at 5 Ethereum per NFT. While Ethereum was $3,500 a piece. Logan Paul, who, I don't know. But yeah, and if that isn't enough to make you feel better still, guys, at least you didn't buy BSV. You didn't buy BSV, did you? Anyone? No?
No.
No? If you did, reach out to us. I'm sure we can help in some way, shape, or form. Right, on with the fucking show, shall we? Right, non-fungible news. The one round which hasn't really changed much this season round. So, non-fungible news. The things that have happened, kind of remembered and retold. You know, what else did you think it was going to be, guys? It's about the news. I've got questions, and hopefully these fine folk around me are going to answer them with a little bit of luck. You're all just going to play as individuals, because, you know, fuck teams. It gets confusing trying to remember who's playing with who. Right, so first question for you guys. Why was using Discord to organize building blockchain city in Wyoming not the best idea ever, really?
You know, were they talking to mostly like 50-year-olds, 40, 50, and they're like, hey, use Discord, and they're like, what? Is that more like it?
Kind of like collect money to create a city. But how are you actually going to do that? Because that's the off-chain world, and there are guns involved.
Yeah.
And governments.
Dixon pole or whatever.
Was it just about the location? And so if somebody got the link, anybody from wherever could come in and just start scamming?
Pretty much on the money between what you guys have said there, but yeah, points to Joe there, definitely. So what it is, obviously, 2FA, guys, set your fucking 2FA up properly.
Oh, 2FA.
No.
One of their administrators had their account hacked, basically, you know, some fraudster got onto their Discord and posted in all the official announcement channels that they were doing a free airdrop of land. as I read it, like, here you go, here's some actual free land in Wyoming. And people somehow managed to pay them 100,000 ETH in just 1 hour as well. So yeah, but be very, very careful. And two FA. That's it's not just a buzzword.
No, what are you waiting
FA.
For?
Wow. That's funny.
I know one guy from Wyoming.
This
guy happened to found Cardano. His name is Charles Hoskinson. He's from Wyoming. Wears boots and a hat.
Yeah, he's a part-time DJ as cool. well, isn't he, apparently?
Yeah. He's enjoying speaking. We couldn't stop him last time. He spoke for 2.5 hours. Good guy. Wyoming.
He chased Bilbo That's Baggins around for 3 hours in that movie, Lord of the Rings. It was really nice. Just holding up, going, my precious. He's good. He's younger than me, which is surprising because he looks like he's 82.
Isn't he? Right, question two, guys. So, pull together. I'll say that again just because of my funny little accent. Pool Together was a decentralized bonds and pools lottery thingamajig, which launched last year, oddly enough. But my question to you is, how did a £10, not 10,000, just £10, how did a single £10 deposit pull together apart? Or nearly?
One transaction of £10? Yeah.
Maybe it was entered with a minus sign and then screwed up the code.
Ooh. Oh, I might have to try that on a bunch of these. Oh, I wonder if that works. But no, unfortunately, it doesn't seem like any of you guys have read this story. Basically, it involves one of my favourite lawsuits ever. God bless the tight asses of the world. A guy called Mr. Joe Kent, who really couldn't let his £10 investment go. And so rather than write off his losses, you know, after putting it in and losing out, he decided to launch a full-scale frivolous lawsuit from another country. we tried to get a quote out of him, but apparently he had no credit on his 3210 to one ringer SPAC. Question three, nice easy one. Oh no, this one isn't the easy one, sorry guys. Right, so, why touch fiat if don't want to be compliant? So ironic, lol.
Elon Musk, I'm just kidding.
No, think
Richard
who's...
Branson.
No,
Richard
Branson.
Did you say this is in a Telegram chat though?
Yeah, so this was a published private Telegram chat message.
Ooh.
Apparently.
Binance Exchange.
Yes. So it's about Binance and CZ. So did you hear the tangential that. Part of the story? What have they linked CZ to? In just crazy fashion.
I just got an email from Binance US today.
Liquidation
with
notice.
Apologies with apologies for not being able to connect to my bank account.
Mm.
So something is happening behind the scenes there. I don't know what, but I couldn't send my money I earned so hard to my bank account.
Mm.
Awful.
Unfortunately, I mean, as bad as CZ probably feels about that, I don't think this story was about that, buddy. Basically,
sure, he feels terrible. Just terrible.
Yeah, CZ, he asked me to tell you, Eugene, he feels really bad, mate. Like, really bad. But no, somehow, some way, they've managed to link CZ to terrorism. Oh no, God, yes. What could barely be called news, basically. Supporters of a terrorist in Germany made several transactions on Binance. So, terrorism is all CZ's fault. So, sorry, buddy. The men probably also used email and watched television. So, you know, do we have to sue them too? Are they all terrorists? Don't make any sense, does it? Yes, let's sue everyone.
Yes.
Yes.
Everyone's a terrorist. Right. Next question then. Let's see if you do better at this one. All right. A number-based question for you. So you can all have a little stab if you want, or someone can shout out. I don't care. Just give me an answer, guys. How many what the fucks did someone give for 42 ETH?
I'm just going to shout out an answer, but I heard of that what the fuck token or whatever it was, right?
Yeah, I don't know what he did or was.
That's what it was. Oh, jeez, but...
I'm going to say 8,000.
I don't know.
1,000.
Yeah, I'm going to say, like, I'm going to say, you took it from me. I'm going to say 1001.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's that's a game show.
Yeah, higher or lower.
Well, a mathematical answer would be 42 times, whatever, 2400. But it doesn't really have to be that way. Yeah.
That would assume I'm going to do math on this show again, Alex. We all know how that went last time, buddy. God,
I know.
No more math for me on the show. Not live. And go on, Ed.
I'm going to go 25,000.
25,000. All right. Well, you're all fucking horribly wrong. That wouldn't be a very funny story, would it? Unfortunately, one okay. simple anon guy out there, he paid, well, obviously, he got 0.0000417 what the fucks for 42 ETH, which works out to roughly $95,000 per token. Which obviously would have made it twice as valuable as Bitcoin. you've got to love the way you can track people's history on blockchain, haven't you? So the full events of this guy's one night, and God bless it. If you're out there again, my friends, reach out. I mean, if you need a friend, what a bad night this would have been. The guy, or girl, you know, the
That's
dude
crazy.
Or dudette, they transferred 5 Ethereum from FTX exchange to their wallet. They bought some sort of a dog meme coin thing, which got rug pulled 20 minutes later. They then transferred another 42 Ethereum across to their wallet from FTX. They made this purchase of what the fuck token and got sandwiched between two bots whilst using 100% slippage on their trade. Another nice story for you this time, guys. Why has Intel made the intelligent move when it comes to Bitcoin environmental poppycock?
Didn't they just make an announcement that they are about to release a new eco-friendly chip? It's super powerful.
Yeah, beautiful. I'll give you an extra point if someone can tell me what it's called, which was my favorite part.
IntelliPop?
Oh, no, that would be a good name. No, but they called it the Bonanza chip. Bonanza. Apparently, speed up blockchain. They apparently speed up block time 10x, increase block time size 10x, and drop fees 100x. No, they don't obviously do that. But as Ed said, they do make it more efficient so that all those ill-informed eco-warriors can fuck right off. Yay!
Whoever wrote that press release hope developed carpal tunnel mid-sentence.
Right, nice easy one. Right, first one to shout out gets this one, because if you don't know this, then you're probably in the wrong industry, guys. No pressure. Why does every NFT PFP have 6 sides?
Because they want their profile picture, and they fucking... God,
just fucking
stupid tax. Whoever, if I see you have a Bored Ape on your Twitter, it's the stupid tax, and I cannot wait for them to repo that shit from you.
Stupid
tax. Yeah, I feel. I think you pretty much summed up the sentiments there. I mean, it went down like a bag of shit, didn't it? Well, I mean, just to explain the question a bit more, like I say, Twitter have obviously introduced NFT profile pictures now, but you have to have this Twitter blue, and it comes up in a funny hexagon, doesn't it? So, yeah, it's just, quite weird.
Jack Dorsey started looking like he skins teenagers in a forest somewhere, I stopped caring what Twitter stances were.
Oh my God, he actually does. I just realized he does.
This is possibly my favorite little question for you guys. While managing a $140 million cryptocurrency hedge fund, why did 21-year-old Stefan Chin go straight from his exclusive interview on CNBC to his boxing lessons?
Wanted to prepare for the line of investors outside of his door.
You're on the right lines with preparing.
Was he the guy who's involved with that Ponzi scheme?
Ooh, go on, Joe.
Is it the same thing? And so maybe he's like, oh shit, people are going to come after me now. I got to beef up. Is that why he went to this boxing ring, or is the ring meaning something else?
No, you've pretty much got it there. I'm not sure it was directly a Ponzi scheme per se.
He's going to jail though.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure he might be there already. So this 21-year-old guy, he was taking boxing lessons to get ready for prison, basically, because he knew he was going to prison. The reason he knew he was going to prison was because he wasn't managing a hedge fund. He was going on CNBC to brag about what a good hedge fund manager he was, and he was being plaudited about, you know, a 21-year-old kind of wonder kid. But yeah, he was, in his own words, just spending all the money on sugar babies. Now, I mean, I've got a sweet tooth.
Smart.
But that's a lot of sugar for one man.
The first thing I thought was the sugar baby candy, and I thought, what? Why?
140 million.
Let's not joke.
Irene now is a week away from sugar babies. Let's be honest with ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, that joke definitely divides the room, doesn't it?
What was that movie with Will Ferrell where he's preparing to go to prison?
I want to know what Ed is doing to prepare.
What am I doing?
I want to know what you're doing. I mean, you have a whole bunch of investors that are ready to cheer you up, probably. How are you preparing?
Yeah, so I watched the Chris Rock special the other day about green mint jelly, and I'm just going to follow his advice, you know? He talks about green mint jelly.
I love it.
Jelly?
I heard it helps if you take a bottle of salad dressing with
it's
you.
It's all about salads.
Just
to
mask flavors while you're there.
Is everything you're saying super cryptic? Because I'm thinking of all these other things that you're...
let me explain it to you, JoJo. Exactly.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
I'll break it down for you. When two gentlemen really are into each other.
I'll give you an extra point if anyone can tell me. Little Stefan.
Ooh, I don't have to toss any salads, do I?
I mean, I'll do it to win. I mean, is it not a game? Are we not playing a game?
I don't have to toss the salad.
I gotta get.
Right, I'll give you an extra point if anyone can tell me Stefan's excuse for doing this. What was his excuse for spending $140 million on sugar babies? Instead of, you know, just buying a bit of Bitcoin
because
and being a good fund manager like Ed.
Maybe because it would help with Canteen as currency inside.
No, unfortunately not.
Yeah.
Anybody get that? Okay.
<Nope.
laughs> Tradables. It's all about trading. Not that I know personally,
you have to
but
trade
I've watched the
you
YouTube
there,
specials.
Yeah, you're going with a handful of paper clips, hopefully. You know, you don't get...
I think sugar babies might be something different. Sugar babies might be a little something different. I didn't know I was on a panel with fucking mortars here. Okay, sugar babies. We won't go into it, like what those are. He was buying.
Oh, he's going.
He was spending his money elsewhere, not on candy.
No. Right. So anyway, apparently, little Stefan's excuse for stealing $140 million. Was the poor little cunt was bullied when he was 7, so he had to go and steal everyone's money to make himself feel better.
Yeah.
So.
Oh,
he's a turd.
He was.
Officially juried, yeah. No, that's it, the verdict. You're a turd.
Do I get the point now?
Right, last question, thank God, on this round. Why could Jimmy Fallon end up being the last bored ape on Earth?
He had to watch out for conflict of interest.
Pretty much. He did gone and did a shill on national TV, didn't he? He shilled his
it.
NFTs, the silly... You said it. Oh.
Ooh.
There we go. Points for everyone. But yeah, he is a very silly monkey.
It's all the last bull cycle. All of them are going to get letters from the SEC saying if you don't stop, they're going to arrest
you're
him.
All getting letters.
It's promotion.
Season this is...
promotion.
You just want to see them all in the bin, don't you? Just Ed puts one all in the bin.
They can take down Jamie Foxx.
To be fair, I mean, if Gwyneth Paltrow still isn't in jail for her exploding vagina-scented candles, who's also the latest bored ape in the club, apparently, then, you know, I'm pretty sure these people will be all right in the long run, you know.
Yeah,
really,
I have
think
a garage
really
full of them.
Really
I can't sell
thing.
Them on eBay.
Yeah. Yeah. Just cut your losses and get rid of them. You're risking your
you can make NFTs of
lives.
Can we rewind to these candles?
That's why I didn't get any knocks for Halloween on my door. None of the neighborhood kids came to my house.
It's like the scene.
Don't get ahead.
They're like, oh, it smells fishy around there.
But the scene from the Hudsucker Proxy, which just throws out the hula hoops.
They don't come around because of Megan's Law, not because of the candles.
Someday, someone's
gonna No, you know why? Because ever since that day that I was catfished by that turd Chris Hansen, I was promised cookies and juice. I never got it, and all of a sudden they have a television show putting me on. What a cock block.
Yeah. Anyway, right, Dion, give us some scores before I get himself in even more trouble.
Well, unfortunately, Ron, you have nothing. Yes,
I know.
Alex is on one.
That's, yeah.
Alex is on one. Ed and Eugene are on two. Ooh.
Wow.
Right. Very well. Okay, so I think the board says it all, folks. But welcome to the most visual round in podcast history, Sailor's Moons. Hey, it's going to work like this. Basically, I've got a list of some of the next 100x altcoin videos by Chilsera Supreme BitBoy. All I need people here to do is give me a return on investment in percentage on the video, what you would have got if you'd have baked into the video, basically, when it was released up until now. And whoever's closest to the real ROI for that coin will get to reveal a moon from Sailor's Moons. Underneath all of Sailor's Moons, there's a crypto news story. Whoever can tell me what the meme is, what the story is, will get the points. So, first one for you. Let's pick one. How much return on investment would you have got if you'd have followed the call to buy Axie Infinity on the 30th of October when the video was made? Mm. And I think it's a Zacket.
Yeah. How about 100% that I had?
So you're saying 100%
loss. Loss.
Alrighty. You're saying 1% loss.
No, I'm saying 1%.
No.
Alrighty, so we've got a minus 40, a minus 1. Ed?
I have nothing against BitBoy because he's been very nice to lay me on his show. So I'm putting it out there. Yeah. But I'm going to say minus 60.
Yeah, and Joe?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'll go plus 20%.
Plus 20. All righty. Well, unfortunately, Ed, with your guess, I think you were closest there. It was minus 49.1% with that one, unfortunately.
I'm closer. I just said minus 40.
Oh, sorry. You said minus 40. All righty. In which case, peel him off a move.
They are prison bars on each side.
Ooh.
It's a rough stab in the dark, Alex. What?
Is it Julian Assange?
It's not your guy. You didn't get the
Can
moon.
Did I do that? Did I shout out the answer?
No, you didn't
Alex,
get the point.
Alex, say Julian Assange.
All right. Sorry.
It's an Arthur Hayes. It's a Arthur Hayes reference.
Yeah. His real name isn't Greg Wright.
Sorry about that.
Go on.
Ben said on one of the first episodes that he 100% backs Craig Wright as Satoshi. I heard it.
I'm sure I said that at some point. I also said he has sex with kangaroos. I don't back down on either statement. So. Tiny kangaroo down sport. He somehow
Which
bounces out of trouble all the time. Netverk. If you'd have aped into Netverk toward the end of October as well, how much would you have made? Or lost?
Minus 70%.
Minus 70.
Minus 90.
Minus 200.
I'm gonna... That's twice as much as you put in the first place.
What
it's like
I
they
say?
Come and they ask for more money after you've lost it originally.
I
tried to trip you up here, and just to prove that, like I say, it is this whole game, this trading thing, it's 60% skill, 40% luck, you know. You would have actually made a cool 4% on that one, so you wouldn't have lost money if you'd have followed his call on that one.
Shit.
Hey, Ed, have a guess.
Absolutely.
Give him something to work with. It's definitely not Julian Assange. You've got kind of what look like some quite heavily airbrushed boobies behind some jail bars.
Yeah.
No. Alrighty. Well, no. It's like you say, Ron. It wasn't Julian Assange either. Alrighty. So one more. Here we go.
No, no, unless he's gone through
Martha Stewart.
Yeah, good old Martha Stewart. She could be in trouble nowadays. Maybe she's got her own shill coin out.
Now we're
talking. Tossing the salad.
Salad tosser NFTs.
I guarantee you there'll be some nice accoutrement around it.
Grecian salad dressing.
Right, so scallop. How much would you have made or lost if you'd invested in a scallop or two on off the back of the next 100x altcoin video?
Three crabs and an oyster?
Then?
-10%.
-30.
Minus 30.
33 in
-62.
Plus 12, because I want to guess that the airbrushed boobs is Janet Yellen.
Come on. That's what you should have said a second ago. We'll cut that in. Don't you worry.
Everyone's grandmother, no one wants.
I'll say -62.
Oh, no, Alex, you got it again there. -75.75 if you'd have gone for a scallop, which is, yeah.
I'm an investor. I'm an investor in their bank.
Oh, sorry. Well,
speaking from experience.
You already knew. You did the math this morning for this accident. Okay.
So it's a heavily breasted woman behind bars. Is it, oh, sorry.
I can just totally can see his triangle.
Triangle. Triangle.
That's the girl behind bars.
It's a can of Ethereum Max. Token Kardashian.
Yeah, so I can see it.
No, I can see it. I just don't know who it is.
Right, give us their story, Joe.
Go on. Ethereum Max. Yeah, she's in a German jail.
So it just looks like everybody, like everything else. Like
one of those makeup AI.
True story. I had to ask Dion, is that the right one? Have I got the right one here? And yeah, she had to confirm that. That one apparently looks like Kim Kardashian the most that Kim Kardashian looks like
she
Kim does. Kardashian.
I thought it was Donatella Versace at first. Okay. Something.
Very
something in her face.
Brilliant. Alrighty. How many points did anyone get for that nonsense, Dion? What happened there?
So we have Ron on 1 point. We have Eugene on 2. We have Ed and Alex on 3. And we have Joe on 5. She is kicking your ass.
I'm surprised, Ben, you did not touch this McDonald's point. You know, Elon Musk McDonald's.
Yeah, have McDonald's got back to him yet, though? It didn't seem, it felt like it was half a story so far. I haven't heard any reply.
I heard something about Burger King. There was, I think, a lot of the Burger Kings in Venezuela. I don't remember where, but they're accepting crypto now.
The way it started is when the crypto crashed, McDonald's said that, you know, the crypto guys, you know, we still need to. So that's how it started. And then Elon Musk said, you know, that if you accept the Dogecoin, you know, I'm going to publicly, whatever he said, eat your burger or something like that. And then Burger King picked it up and then somebody else picked it up. So, yeah, that's a big one from this one.
To be fair, I mean, with all the good he did for Dogecoin when he did his Saturday Night Live thing, yeah, I'm not sure McDonald's really want him advertising their product, are they?
Yeah. Here's your PR, ready? McDonald's. At least we don't have fucking Jared. There it is. Boom. That's your advertising.
Oh, right. Isn't he a pedophile or something?
Allegedly. Allegedly, yes. Joe. Allegedly.
Would it be like nothing kids. Sex and drugs and blockchain balls is the name of the final round. Crypto innuendo has got a facelift.
Nice.
All right. Yeah, a bit of a facelift. No longer shall our batwing puns remain flappy and unused, Eugene. We can dock with the best of them going forward. And, you know, hopefully teach people a thing or two about crypto while we're at it. Yay!
I'm learning. Yay. I'm just learning like you are, Dion.
Yeah. Back in Stringfellows.
The more I learn, the more I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, right. So we've
just wait.
we've mixed it up a little bit, so it's not all in-your-face sexy punsmanship. Basically, we've got three categories. I've got five people, so you're each going to get to pick, choose a category, and you know there'll be a question each for you. If you don't get your question, then I'll pass it out to the wider crowd, who then obviously get to, you know, shout in, or you should have had buzzers, but I'll let you know. So, who's bringing it up the rear, Dion? Ron's last. Alrighty, Ron. Ron, sorry, coming Ron. Up from behind.
Ron, you're bringing it up the rear now.
Come again?
Would you like sex, drugs, or rock and roll?
Let's go
with sex. Alrighty. So, this is a bit of a portmanteau one, so you recognise this from Crypto Innuendo. What would you get if you crossed the act of catching your happy puddle in your hand and then flicking it in your partner's face like some sort of sticky web? You cross that with the token of the Metaverse Decentraland. What would you get? You can see him trying to imagine it.
Wow. Do I hear the Jeopardy clock? Do I hear the Jeopardy clock?
I'm going to have to pass it over to the wider crowd.
How did I miss this Tobey Maguire movie?
Did I get it? Mana. Mana? Mantra? Mana? Spider Mana?
Spider Mana! Yay!
I thought it was Mantra.
So, yeah. If ever you put it in your hand and go, whatcha? It's called a Spider-Man, isn't it, of course? I mean, what else would you call this? So, Alex, on that note, what would you prefer, sex, drugs, or rock and roll?
Of course, rock and roll.
Rock and roll, of course. You're a rocker at heart, aren't you, my friends? Ooh.
Sex every
right,
week.
This only those.
And that is your trailer. That's the soundbite for your trailer.
Dog.
I would like that to be the trailer.
Yeah. Soundbite. I'm going to remix that, get some DJ effects. I know you're going to know this one, Joe, so I'm just going to hold you out because you've got too many points already. If the Insane Clown Posse were to hold an initial coin offering and then a rival rap crew started spreading fear and uncertainty and doubt about their coin, so they held an Ask Me Anything session with their fans to clear it up, what might you abbreviate this to? And I'm only accepting your first answer.
ICPICO.
F-U-D-A-M-A. F-U-D-A-M-A. That was like building up in your head, was it?
Juggafud?
See that? She's like, I know I'm not supposed to say it. I know I'm not supposed to say it. But... Well, no points, but Joe got the answer, yeah. So it would be an ICPICOFUDAMA. Of course. Yeah. I mean, come on, guys. Get with the lingo. Get with the lingo. Rock and roll. Yeah. I suppose that's more rap, but rap is the new rock and roll, isn't it?
I should have gone for sex. I knew that.
Go with what you know.
That is the second half of your trailer.
Yeah. All right, come on then, Ed. What would you prefer? Drugs, sex, or rock and roll?
I'm going to go rock and roll so I can have some type of career after this.
Only if you bribe me nicely, buddy. Alrighty, so if aging heroin-pickled rock god Iggy Pop were to start his own fraudulent investment involving the payment of purported returns to existing investors from funds contributed by new investors, what would you call this?
Iggy Ponzi.
That's a great guess.
So close. Just missed the
Iggy Popsy?
Iggy Shill. Iggy Shill.
An Iggy Poponzi.
All I do know is that he looks great, and apparently doing heroin in your 20s means that you will keep fat off your body for the rest of your life. So that's the one thing you should all take away from this.
That was not a question about rock and roll. It was about drugs.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much Iggy Pop crosses all the boundaries. He could have been about sex as well, because to be honest, I mean, who hasn't masturbated looking at Iggy Pop? You know?
No, I mean, that's a good question to ask at Thanksgiving as you cut the turkey. Is anyone else masturbated to Iggy Pop? Would you like the stuffing? It's a really nice question.
Yeah, would you like to pop?
Yeah. Has anyone seen that latest photo set of Iggy? Ooh.
The stuffing with the creamy set.
It just sounds so much better with a Midwestern accent, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Eugene, sex or drugs?
I can choose for Eugene. I know what he's into. No,
I'm just gonna go with something nobody wants. Okay, drugs. Go ahead.
My God, I'm so surprised.
Legalize everything.
You didn't want to choose one, so.
So, what is this, my friend?
Lucy Liu, the actress. Yeah. I know her.
Yeah, Lucy Liu of Charlie's Angels fame. So where is Lucy?
Lucy in the Sky with Diamond Hands.
Wait, this is... I'm sorry.
Beatles reference.
I'm going to have to start using you, Joe, aren't I? You've got answers to Rex.
Couldn't hold it. Deducting a point.
Is that the plane carrying cocaine from Argentina to Russia?
It's Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
This plane is carrying drugs from Latin America to Russia.
Lucy in the Sky with diamond cocaine hands.
Diamond cocaine.
Diamond coke.
Well, I think everyone got it eventually, but I preferred where Eugene was going with it. I like storytelling.
No, I want Eugene to tell us why he doesn't like Bitcoin, because you can't roll it like a dollar to do his...
That was good. Yeah, that's true.
Right, so here we go.
Oh, man.
So this is the one that's going to get us sued if anything gets me sued. So I'm officially denouncing all you as being responsible here. But Joe, your question: would you like sex, or sex? Not as a question, as a question.
Okay, I'll take sex.
I was going to say only if you say please, but that makes it weird. Good choice. Alrighty, so you're going to have to hold this in your head. So what do you get if you cross the use case based alternative name for Bitcoin? So D something, G something, a phrase people commonly use for Bitcoin, with the phrase not so commonly used, but one I learned very recently, for a gay woman who has never slept with a man, which is a G something, S something, L something. So we're playing fill in the blanks. Your final answer should be D something, G something. And Ed has gone. It's like, fuck this, I'm out of here. I'm hoping it's a friendly term. I've heard this on good terms before. The shared word is gold in the middle.
Gold.
Digital gold.
It's Joe with this next question. That's brilliant.
Digital gold, but...
That's the first half.
Gold.
So then gold... SL.
It's not Saturday Night Live.
Sugar Llama?
Alright, well, I'm not going to make you say it, because if anyone's going to get in trouble here, I think it's probably going to be me. If you don't know it, Joe, you probably don't know it. But yeah, so the phrase I was looking for, the phrase that pays would have been a digital gold star lesbian.
Star lesbian.
Pretty good.
A gold star lesbian.
They've been gay their entire life and never had any. It's a gold star lesbian. Yeah. Now here's where I might get myself in trouble. I mean, I'm sure a few of you must have seen the trouble good old J.K. Rowling got in a few weeks ago. Now I'm not kind of siding with anyone. I don't think anything, but am I the only one thinking that the phrase gold star could apply to other things, to save arguments or just confusion, if anything? You know. Is that maybe, you know, like gold star?
No,
we won't follow that line. Now we won't follow Dion's blushing and cringing for me. yes, we'll go with that. Yeah, no, we'll definitely cut that bit out at the end, even if it's short of that train of thought.
I am the last person who would say anything. If you saw my body being dragged on CNN, you would immediately go, that guy.
I was going to say, even if I saw your body on CNN, I would think that's a gold star lesbian.
Look at his face, he must be hiding something.
Yeah. Right. Before I get myself in proper trouble, then, who won that show, Dion, as if we need to ask?
We know.
Well, as if I need to everybody say, knows. Joe on Ooh, 8 points.
Yes.
Joe won.
Do we, let's see.
Chloe second was Ed with 6.
Ed with 6.
So, Ed, Chloe second.
We don't need to mention anybody else.
Thank you.
Eugene
with
Alex on
3.
Yeah.
One
boy.
Must try harder on his score report.
It was an honorary point.
I went to never mind the points, and all I got was this pity point.
The bronze medal. I'm good with that.
As long as I can wear it right here.
Right, I'm well, good. That was an absolute shambles, but an organised chaos of sexy, beautiful, funny shambles, which is going to cut together beautifully. We hope. We think. We hope. If not...